USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An appeals court is ordering the judge presiding over the case against retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss the criminal charges against the former Trump National Security Advisor. The ruling coming down from the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Finding the new leader of ISIS is a very high priority for the State Department.
I'm pleased today to announce that the State Department has increased our reward offer now up to $10 million for information about the location of the new leader of ISIS.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making that announcement at the State Department during a briefing. This as the new ISIS leader was designated a terrorist by the State Department. Health and wellness company GNC Holdings says they're filing for Chapter 11 protection. GNC plans to close 800 to 1,200 of their health and wellness stores across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff starts coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says they'll take a look at Bill Cosby's sex crime conviction. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
82-year-old Bill Cosby serving a 3 to 10 year prison sentence for a sex crime conviction, and now the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is accepting his appeal of that conviction. His wife, Camille Cosby, saying today that racism is at the root of her husband's incarceration.
The Me Too movement and movements like them have intentional ignorance pertaining to the history of white women who have, from the very beginning, accused black males of sexual assault without any proof.
There will be no New York City Marathon this year. Organizers calling off the race scheduled for November 1st because of the coronavirus pandemic. Registered runners will be contacted by July 15th about options for a refund or deferring their entry to a future year. The Boston Marathon was also canceled earlier this year as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Shortly after the FBI concluded that no federal hate crime was committed last weekend at Talladega Superspeedway down in Alabama, NASCAR President Steve Phelps thanked the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI on Tuesday for their swift and thorough work. Phelps also says,
"For us at NASCAR, this is the best result we could hope for. You know, this is disturbing to hear that it was thought that one of our own had committed this heinous act. It is fantastic to hear from the FBI definitively that there was not a hate crime."
Bubba Wallace not believing the FBI, though, and sticking to his story, telling NBC's Today Show,
"When I did find out, I was very adamant on searching all the garages and making sure that this wasn't a garage pool. It was a garage pool, but it in fact was a noose. It was not a functioning noose, but it was a noose. And whoever had the time to create that and tie it up like that, just they were skeptical about it."
The Wood Brothers Racing Team added to the investigation as they alerted NASCAR on Monday that a crew member recalled seeing a rope tied like a noose in the fall of 2019. The team had occupied the same number 4 stall that Wallace's team was assigned at Talladega last weekend. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.